What's up, everybody? Welcome into The Exclusive. I'm your host, John Harris, football analyst and sideline reporter. The Indianapolis Colts are in town, as Bill O'Brien talked about on his coach's show with us Monday. It is a big rivalry. I know the Texans feel that way. I don't know if the Colts always feel that way, but they better, because the last three games have been Texans win, Texans win, Texans win. And the Texans need one, sitting at 3-4, to keep pace with both the Titans and Jaguars in the AFC South. And when you got a team down like the Colts are, you got to keep them there. They had a tough game against the Jaguars. The week before that, they got beat by a couple touchdowns by the Titans. And then last week, they had a win right in their hands against the Cincinnati Bengals, and a fourth quarter interception cost them that win. So three losses in a row. And you just want to jump on these guys fast and not let them believe that they can win this game. Still dangerous. T.Y. Hilton, out of receiver, very dangerous. But the guy that I think could be an X-factor, and I don't even know, maybe he's too good to be an X-factor, that's Jack Doyle, number 84 for the Indianapolis Colts, one of the best tight ends in the league. He re-upped with the Colts last offseason. I thought it was a great move by new GM Chris Ballard, and he has paid dividends. And that is going to be a factor. I think he's going to be a factor. Stopping Frank Gore in the run game. Obviously, Frank's had some moments. He's about 85 years old. But I think the X factor in this one on that side of the ball is Jack Doyle. No Andrew Luck. It'll be Jacoby Brissett. Name sounds familiar. That's because he was a Patriot quarterback in 2016 for week three when the Texans went to New England and lost 27-0, and Brissett had a great game on national television. So I would imagine these Texans defenders are looking for a little bit of revenge. On the other side of the ball, the Texans offense has been cranked up, and as Mark Vandermeer said, lava hot. I think a big factor in this, and a guy that we don't talk a lot about at all because he's in the offensive line, right in the middle, is Nick Martin. Nick made some tremendous blocks against the Seattle Seahawks. He has been a fixture in that line from the time he set foot in it. He would have started last year as a rookie, but he got hurt in training camp. But he's come in this year, and it's as if he didn't miss a beat. He is a fantastic football player, sets the tone for the run, gets everybody lined up where they need to be in pass protection. I know you can't really keep an eye on Nick Martin, but try. Try and watch 66, because that guy can make some tremendous blocks in the run game. He's a great leader up front. Nick Martin's going to be the center here for a very, very long time and a whale of a player. Those guys are going to have to control it up front against Jonathan Hankins and Jabal Sheard, some really good up front guys. But if the Texans get time to throw, secondary, not so great for the Colts. 31st in the league in yards allowed via the pass. And, of course, the Texans have been throwing the ball down the field. So just a few guys to keep an eye on. Hopefully the Texans are going to get a W in this one and send another message to an AFC South team. The Texans are still the Kings. It may not show in the standings, but a convincing victory against the Indianapolis Colts will go a long way in showing everybody the Texans are still the team to beat, regardless of record.